The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Jura High, Canada, Hugh Hewitt inside the Beltway on a very dark Friday. 13 American Marines are dead, and a corpsman among them, Navy corpsman, and many are wounded and being evacuated to Germany. Evacuations have resumed at Kabul Airport. Security is still being handled jointly between the Taliban and the United States Marines on the wall. Up to 1,100 eligible Afghans will be left behind that are eligible to go to Britain. We don't know the number of Americans who are going to be left behind. President Biden last night in a halting address that left everyone wondering whether or not he actually is going to make it. He looked frail and frazzled, and of course he is. I think he's overwhelmed. The exit will continue and the Americans will be left behind. And he gave us assurances, just like he gave us assurances that Kabul wouldn't fall. And just like he gave us assurances, the airport was safe. He gave us assurances we'll get those Americans out. I don't believe it. I think this is a catastrophe, but I've been saying that for weeks. Last night, Leon Panetta, Secretary of Defense under President Obama, said this to Aaron Burnett on CNN about what is ahead. Cut 31.
Bottom line is that our work is not done in Afghanistan. I know we'll be removing our troops by a certain date, but the bottom line is our work is not done. We're going to have to go after ISIS. I'm glad the president said that we're going to hunt them down and make them pay a price for what they did in killing our warriors. And we should. We're going to have to go back in to get ISIS. We're probably going to have to go back in when Al-Qaeda resurrects itself, as they will with this Taliban. They gave safe haven to Al-Qaeda before. They'll probably do it again. So, yeah, you know, I understand that we're trying to get our troops out of there. But the bottom line is we can leave a battlefield, but we can't leave the war on terrorism, which still is a threat to our security.
It is not only a threat to our security, it's going to range across the killing fields of Afghanistan shortly. Doesn't matter. By the way, the Taliban killed Americans, too. We forget that up until the ceasefire around the airport, and they are busy killing Afghan interpreters across the country. The Taliban are killing cooperators with the United States. They force women back inside. It's going to be a nightmare country, because Joe Biden would not enforce the Doha Agreement. The Doha Agreement was signed in March in 2020 and held until March of 2021 with the attack on Forward Operating Base Chapman. Joe Biden didn't respond. The Taliban got the message. They began the conquering of the country very quickly. Joe Biden withdrew all the American contractors, all the air support, everything. The country collapsed. Joe Biden thought we would be out and no one would get injured and he'd be able to get America to turn its attention to all the money he's spending, and he's wrong. And the angry, angry, angry reaction in America at Joe Biden, the blood on his hands editorials here and abroad are never going away. He might act that way, but they're never going away. Rick Grenell spoke for many last night on the Hannity Show, cut number 30.
This was not an intelligence failure. This was a failure of politicians in Washington, D.C. You're exactly right. They started briefing intelligence community, State Department officials. A whole bunch of people started briefing in May, telling them that the Taliban was on the march. Remember that Donald Trump handed Joe Biden a stable Afghanistan and a functioning embassy. And in that functioning embassy, there were Foreign Service officers. I think that what's going to happen, Sean, is the strategic blunder is going to be closing Bagram Air Base. Why was Bagram closed? And the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, and the Deputy Secretary of State, Wendy Sherman, why were they not screaming to say you cannot close Bagram and remove U.S. troops when we have an embassy in harm's way, in a war zone. And yet that's exactly what happened. Our Secretary of State allowed State Department employees to be in harm's way without the military. I think that it's not too much, and I say this very calmly, it's not too much to say that Anthony Blinken should resign, Wendy Sherman should resign, both in disgrace for leaving State Department employees in a war zone and sitting in a cabinet meeting and allowing Bagram to be closed. Look, we just saw the president of the United States knock on wood. That was his plan. I can tell you, Donald Trump would not be knocking on wood right now. He would have had a plan and something else would have been knocking.
Yeah, and the president talked about that yesterday on the show right before the attacks. I concluded an interview with former President Trump in which he talked about how he had approached Afghanistan. The very last question I asked him yesterday, we were off the air. I was landing the airplane, wrapping up the interview, was this, cut number 33. We cannot leave Americans and green card holders behind in Afghanistan. The American military has never left an American behind in a war zone. What is your advice to President Biden about leaving Americans behind?
Never leave an American behind. Never leave a soldier behind. I mean, there's some basics of our country. Number one is never leave our people behind, soldiers, Americans, and they're leaving, I believe, thousands. This is before you get to loyal Afghans, which is a very big subject in itself. That's a very, you know, no country's ever won or lost a war and then taken a big part of the population and brought them into their country. That's never happened before, in all fairness. But with that being said, we had some very loyal people, some very good people who were highly paid, by the way. They were paid. It's not like they did it for free, but they were interpreters and they were other things. But I would say you have to go very strongly on it. Never leave an American behind. Never leave a soldier behind. You can't do it.
If it takes more troops, should we send in more troops? If we have to retake Kabul, should we retake Kabul and reopen
Bagram? Well, I don't want to say it because I have a plan that would be, I think, a great plan. But I will say this. Anything we do right now is made 1,000 times tougher because the worst decision, and that was taking our soldiers out, that was never in any of our plans. My plan was even maybe boosting them for a short period of time just to make sure. But we had no problem. We weren't getting shot at. We had no problem with the Taliban. We had a great, they understood me. They knew whether Soleimani, al-Baghdadi, or beating ISIS, or holding back North Korea, getting along with everyone, but in a strong way, getting NATO $430 billion, they knew they were dealing with a different kind of a person. They never, ever would have tried this. And if they did, they would have been bombed to hell and they would have stopped. And we did that a couple of times. They violated certain conditions. But one of the conditions is never kill an American. They never killed. Think of it. 18 months, they never killed an American.
That was 20 minutes before the attack occurred at the airport that I concluded talking to President Trump. That entire interview, the transcript of it is all posted at HughHewitt.com, by the way. I'll play one more cut from it later. Those 13 Marines who are dead and those who were wounded were working around the clock to get Afghans out of the country. They are heroes. They were doing what they needed, this country needed to do in a more coherent fashion from the beginning. We ought not to have abandoned Kabul. We ought to have defended the Afghan army until everybody who deserved an SIV, everyone was vetted, everyone came to the United States. We've got to accept these refugees. I've been saying that for weeks. We've got to get them here. We've got to get them around to friendly countries. And we've got to get the Americans out. It does not appear as President Biden is going to change. There is still a threat on the ground, and I'll come back and discuss that. I want to remind everyone, for 15 years on Memorial Day and Veterans Day, I've talked to you about the Semper Fi Fund. Well, they will stand by these Marine Corps families right now. And all you have to do is go to SemperFiFund.org. And they are standing by the Afghan interpreters who are fleeing. And they are standing by other wounded Americans from the other services. Semper Fi Fund is where you go if you want to help the families of the Marines lost and wounded yesterday. Go to SemperFiFund.org. And understand they're great heroes. They were getting people out that we ought to get out. we are bugging out, but the American Marines were on the front line doing what the Marines have done since before the country began, and our hearts go out to their families and our prayers for their comfort and for their sustenance and for everyone who is still waiting for word, and there are people who are waiting for word as Marines remain in surgery. Horrible situation. We'll continue to update it. Your phone calls, your reactions, first-time callers only, 1-800-520-1234. First-time callers only. Please listen to me. I don't want to hear from the same people again. 1-800-520-1234. As a dark Friday begins in the United States, I'm Hugh Hewitt. Welcome back, America. I have been talking with Tarzana Joe, the poet laureate of the Hugh Hewitt Show, for 2 decades. And there are many days when it's very difficult to do so. And this is one of those days. But, Joe, I know it's been hard on your heart. I know you're a friend of the Marines. What do you have to rhyme for us today?
Well, you sometimes words are so small in trying to express how you feel, but sometimes they're all we have. I felt my anger rising when I saw the towers fall. I've been through quakes and fires, and I thought I'd seen it all. I felt a nation rumble when a rider truck exploded, and all that retching terror once a maniac unloaded. I've mourned and prayed for thousands as I saw the bloody cost. My soul cries out to heaven each time an innocent is lost. But never did I ever, should I live 1,000 years, think that I would see the things that bring Marines to tears. How desolate to die in such a bleak and foreign land, so far from your dreams, with only God to hold your hand. There to save their comrades from abandonment and darkness, being left behind stands out in terror for its darkness. And friends, I have to ask you, what depravity of mind makes a leader shift the blame to those he leaves behind? I pray he reconsider, and I pray for your prayers too. But if we fail to sway him, there is so much left to do. There's so much left that we can lose. There's so much more to gain. Live life in their memory. No hero dies in vain.
What's the title, Joe?
No words.
No words. Well done. Well done. I'll tell you, it hit like a hammer yesterday, and the whole country's feeling it, and that is extraordinary that you could put that together. We'll be at TarzanaJoe.com.
TarzanaJoe.com.
And I hope people use that to spur a contribution to SemperFiFund.org, as you have often contributed to those men and women that we have on every year, every Veterans Day, every Memorial Day, the wounded warriors who've survived 20 years of war and their families. There are more of them now. And every year I talk to Wendy Lethine and the gang, and she says they keep coming, and now they will keep coming. And we have to care for them for their whole lives. And I appreciate it, Joe, that that poem may move them to do that.
Amen.
Thank you, sir. If you want a poem for any occasion, you can write to Joe at TarzanaJoe@Reagan.com. John in Arizona, good morning, John. You're on the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Good morning, you. Just to remind you who I am, I'm the former federal agent, and I've been in the military, too, 25 years to our country. I'm sick to my soul, Lou, you, and I think we've talked about it before the last call a week or so ago. But here's the deal. I just had lunch in Tucson with a former Navy SEAL who's running for Congress. And you know what he told me? I had it this week, as a matter of fact. I was down in Tucson, Arizona. And this is a pretty renowned Navy SEAL, pretty successful after he's gotten out of the military. And he says, the reason he doesn't want to do it, you, but he said, this country's falling apart. That's why he's got to get back in there and run for Congress.
I'm glad he is. By the way, I'm on in Tucson, KVOI 1030. What's his name?
You know who the CEO, huh?
What's his name?
You may know. It's Eli Crane. You know Eli Crane?
No, I don't know Eli, but I'll look him up. And I'm encouraging warriors. I'm encouraging warriors across the country to get into a race, wait for the new lines to come out, challenge incumbents, run against Democrats. We have to take the Congress back to hold accountable this president who is so frail, so weak, so in over his head, a vice president who is clueless and has absolutely no ability to respond as well. We are in for a long 3.5 years. Putin and Xi are watching. All we can do is hope we get more Banks, more Cotton, more Waltzes, more Gallaghers, people like that. And, John, I appreciate your service. Thank you. 1-800-520-1234. I let John through because he's a veteran, but I really only want to talk to first-time callers about what they saw the president say yesterday. The third hour today will be the Hillsdale Dialogue. I do want to remind people of a couple of things. Job Creators Network is out there. I need you to join because as soon as he can, Joe Biden wants to have a debate about anything except this disaster in Afghanistan that he alone is responsible for. So he's going to try and spend $5 trillion, and it will destroy small businesses and people who own homes. And the death tax will be doubled. There will be a new death tax that will fall on everyone who's put value in over 30 years into their home. JobCreatorsNetwork.com will help stop it. You've got to join it. I'll continue to talk politics every day, but today I especially want to remind you as well about the people who are suffering in Haiti as we speak. There are thousands of homes have collapsed. I don't have any video of it because we've been covering Kabul Airport, of course. There is some video, some B-roll has gotten out, but if you go to HughHewitt.com, you can hit that, and the number is 855-359-4673, 855-359-4673. Please call and be as generous as you can to the people of Haiti. I'm asking for two donations today, one for SemperFiFund.org and one over at HughHewitt.com to help Haiti and food for the poor. Please be generous. And when I come back, first-time callers, 1-800-520-1234, a dark Friday, and it could have all been avoided. Oh, my gosh. Could have all been avoided. I'll be right back on the Hugh Hewitt Show. Brought to you by ReliefFactor.com. $19.95 gets you started on ReliefFactor.com. I talk about it three times in my daily show, at the bottom of the first hour when I take it, and then in hours two and three when I remind you to take it, depending on when your commute begins, because ReliefFactor.com works. It's the only supplement I've taken in 30 years of broadcasting. I've declined every other opportunity to take a supplement, and I'll tell you why. Because ReliefFactor.com actually works. I carry in Curcumin and Resveratrol Omega. Temporary relief for the relief of minor aches and pains. Temporary support for the relief of minor aches and pains. And you can't do better than that three-week starter pack, $19.95. I want to remind you that our sponsor is AndrewandTodd.com. They're with Sierra Pacific. They lend you money to refinance your house or buy a home or help your son or daughter become investors in real estate by becoming a non-occupying co-borrower. They help senior citizens with reverse mortgage. They help veterans with no money down mortgages. They help you refinance. So if you need to get money out of your house or you need a whole new house, go to AndrewandTodd.com or call them at 888-1172.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.